Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels. Come on,
come on. Bring it.
Question. Tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your belly when I'm feeling on.
Well, hello, I tell you, we got a little technical difficulties here. This is Deborah Hartnett. We want to welcome you to our Wealthy Sisters. This is the second show. I tell you, I've been laughing myself here. This is a lot of fun. I had everything on mute, just did the intro and all, but we'll go through it again. Once again, you are listening to the Wealthy Sisters, and it is sponsored by the ProfessionalBlackWoman.com, where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure women of color. Our purpose now is twofold. First, we want to inspire and encourage the listener. And second, we need to edify, promote, acknowledge, or just to say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Today is Monday, July 20th, 2009, and we are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So we need you to spread the word. We're talking good news here today. And today's guests are two powerhouses, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they both have similar corporate backgrounds, and they are now fulfilling their dreams of financial independence and deep pocketbooks, y'all. They're in the health and wellness field. Gina Berry and Dr. Joy Ohoya. Gina Berry hails from the state of Big Texas. I tell you what, big things are happening, and she is definitely doing her share with that. She received her MBA from Nova Southeastern University in Florida. She is known for her Midas touch. I mean, everything she touches literally turns to gold. She is known as one of the top sales representatives in the country and has proven her talents at such companies as Dudley's, Empress Haircare, where she was the director of the professional sales team. A former VP of Citibank, she has been featured on several major media outlets, and she also has an intercessor ministry called Wings of Destiny, which really explains her Midas touch. Her most recent an amazing accomplishment is obtaining the top position of platinum president in record time. Man, trust me now, when I say record time, she is doing it. She is one of the hottest, I mean the hottest individuals there. She said this is the hottest direct sales company, and it's called Artist International, where she has an organization of more than 3,000 people. And she earns, y'all, get this, hold on to your seats. She earns nearly $100,000 per month. So without any delay, I know you all want to hear from this lady today. Miss Gina Berry, are you there?
I'm here, Miss Harnett. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, we can. Thank you so much. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. We're so excited to have you on our call today. Man, you have such an extensive and impressive background. What do you contribute your eagle eye success to?
Well, to God be the glory, because he formed me and he made me, and all that I am equipped with, all my gifts, talents, and abilities, he has unlocked them and he has unleashed them and he has released them into the marketplace to make me all that I am. So I take no credit for it. I give it all to my Lord and Savior on this day.
Wow, that is such an awesome testimony. That really, really explains your eagle eye success. Now tell us, we know you're down in the big state of Texas. Is that your home originally?
No, I was actually born and raised in a little small town called Belton, South Carolina. It is actually not on the map, so most people may be familiar with Anderson, South Carolina, or Greenville, Spartanburg. So I grew up there, and then right after I finished my college degree, I actually relocated to Miami, Florida, and lived there for about 8 years. And in 2001, I moved my business and relocated to Dallas, Texas, and it's been on and popping since.
All right. So you went to the big state to have big things popping for you, huh?
I really did. One of the things, you know, that I realized very early in life is that even though I grew up in South Carolina, I realized that I was going to have to migrate to another city to be able to have access to some of the things that I wanted and some of the things that I needed, because it was basically a very small little city, and I saw that a lot of people were not progressing. So as I went to work with the Dudley Haircare Products, I actually relocated to Miami, Florida, and that was my first time leaving the state and got exposed to some awesome people, some awesome business opportunities, and from there was when things really began to soar for me as I left my old stomping grounds.
Wow. So you're saying that you had to spread your wings there, huh?
I most certainly did, and one of the things that I frequently see, even when I go back to visit, I still see that a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, people that I worked with before, that people are still stuck in the same place, still doing the same old thing. So I am just so grateful that I took a step of faith and that I quit my good-paying job and relocated to another city to begin a whole fresh beginning for myself and my family. And I encourage other people to do the same things, because I sometimes find that when God gets ready to bless you and when it's your season, that many a times he may shift you to another state so that you can make the alignment and tap into other people, other outlets, and other resources, because I do believe that everything is divinely connected, and I believe that that's why the Word of God tells us that the step of a good man are ordered. So my steps had been ordered, and once I walked in the doors that he had already opened for me, things really began to happen for me.
Wow, that is so amazing, and you're right. You know, that stepping out there on faith, it can definitely be frightening, but once you do it, I mean, the possibilities are limitless to what you can actually obtain, and you truly have represented that. Tell us, we like to really be real on our show with Wealthy Sisters because we have a very, very diverse listening audience. We have women, professional women who have been in business for several years. We have women who are just starting their business and some who have maybe been in business about 2 or 3 years or so. What would you say to a person? What's the practical steps that it takes to step out on faith and to leave a small town? There might be someone listening now that may be in a city that they know they're supposed to move, and you know you've got family, you got your network here, and here you have this urging that opportunities are somewhere else. What would you suggest for them to do practically, or what did you do to help you move?
One of the things that I strongly believe in is that you have to have a real strong level of faith in your belief system, and believing in who you are and what you're capable of becoming has to be significantly strong. You know, I do believe that in many instances that we have allowed society and people to reshape us and to redefine us, and I think a lot of times we have a lot on the inside of us that has never just been brought to the forefront. So I think believing in you and knowing that once you've had success at any level of your life, that where you live, who you're aligned with, that you can't allow anything to stop you or to stand in your way. So when an opportunity comes, once you believe in who you are and you know what's on the inside of you, you should be able to underline what your strengths and weaknesses are. If you know that you're a strong communicator, you know that you're excellent in sales, you know that you're excellent with working with people, you know that you have excellent leadership skills, then you should not be afraid to take who you are and what you have to any marketplace. Because the thing is that once you believe in who you are and you know that you can bring it, even if you start over again, and I truly did, I left my familiar territory when I lived in South Carolina. I left all of my family to relocate to Miami, Florida to start over again when I actually went to work with Dudley Products in Miami. I absolutely had no friends, no relatives. I did not know anyone in the city. But I was that strong in my belief system that I knew that I had to take a leap of faith and I had to become more than what I was. So it allowed me to grow and it allowed me to really start to spread my wings, and I got exposed to a lot of resources, to a lot of positive people. That was where I started my career with Citibank, and I had doors to open for me to continue on with my education for my master's degree. And a lot of good things started to happen for me. As I left my six-figure career in Miami, I left all of that on the table and relocated to another state when I came to Dallas, Texas, and started all over again. So one of the things that I found is that if you've built it once, let me tell you, ladies, you can build it over and over again. So I certainly believe that when they say that if you've been a millionaire once, if it all gets taken from you, that you can rebuild it again. Because at this point in this season in my life, I truly believe that it does not matter where I go, because I know who I am and I know who I belong to. I know what he has on the inside of me, what he has impregnated me with, and I know that he has already unlocked and unleashed and released all of the hidden treasures that are on the outside. So many of us today have a lot of dormant gifts, talents, and abilities that we have continued to use in our corporate sector, but many of us are fearful of stepping out on faith and doing something for ourselves and opening our own businesses and allowing those same gift, talents, and abilities that made you who you were at that Fortune 500 company for you to take those back and to utilize them for your own business and pave the way and write your own paycheck. And we can no longer be afraid to do that.
You got me over here jumping. I'm like, she's preaching. That is so true. That is so true. I mean, you mentioned a lot of things, but it is important for us to really have that belief system in ourselves and to take, you know, I say that all the time to my clients, take those skills and transfer. You can do it. Transfer the same thing you've been doing all these years for someone else to build their dreams, to build their children's legacy, to, you know, and their children's inheritance, and you can take it and drop it right down in a vision for yourself. So you really, really have hit some key marks there as well. Now, I know you mentioned that you worked And I mentioned that as well with Dudley. Mr. Dudley is really, really, I heard and have read so many phenomenal things about him. And I would say that, or I guess I would ask you, how important is your association to your success? You know, individual associations, the people they are surrounded, because I remember reading, and you can correct me on this. I know I might not get it all correct here, but Mr. Dudley would have you all up at 5 a.m. and reading professional or personal development books, working on that mindset and belief system. How was that, or what do you say associations have to do with your success?
I think it has a lot to do with your success. There's a saying that your next level is affected by who you walk with. I think you certainly have to be connected with people that are resourceful, people that have the same like minds, people that, you know, have that mindset that they want to achieve more. Because I tell you, you can align yourself with some very negative people that will pull, and suck every piece of energy out of you. And because they cannot be successful, they can have you thinking that you can't be successful. So that actually builds the fundamental foundations for me in terms of exposing me to door-to-door sales, to basically reframing my whole mindset and believing. One of the things that he so often used to have us repeat as a positive affirmation was, I am, I can, and I will. And we had to consistently tell ourselves that every day. Every time we would get a no, when we would be out in the fields for sales, we had to reaffirm ourselves to truly believe, I am, I can, and I will succeed. I will get that sale. I will get that job. I will earn a six-figure income. I will get the million-dollar house. So again, your belief system and what you feed into your mind, what you take into your ear gates, I mean, you have to be very, very careful. So the friends and the acquaintances, your family members that you align yourself with are very essential to the next level that you are about to walk into. Because if you're not very careful, you can align yourself with people that are going nowhere. And for some reason, they seem to detour you because they do an excellent job of convincing you that you can't go to a whole nother level. And one of the things that I find is that as you align yourself with individuals, a person that's not successful can't teach you how to be successful. See, I can only teach people where I've been. I can only share what I've had. So if I'm poor, then I can't educate you on how to be rich because, see, I've never lived that. If I've never made a six-figure income, then I can't tell you how to earn a six-figure income, because if I can teach you, then I should be able to achieve walking the same thing that I'm asking you to do. And that's one of the things that you want to make sure that when you are aligning yourself with those types of people, that they've been there before. Because if they've been there, then they can pave the way for you, and all you have to do is duplicate what they share with you. As those individuals mentor you, you always hear them say, success leads seeds. So if you hang around other people that have been successful, you too can walk into their same level of success if you are coachable, if you are trainable, and you are teachable.
That is true. That is so true. Trainable and coachable. You talked about that, being willing. I am, I can, those affirmations, I will. Those are some positive ingredients. Now, your background, I mean, like I said, you've got what the corporate America looks for. You've got the MBA, and now you've stepped out here on your own. And you've recently embarked upon something that has really been kind of, I guess, different for you. You know, what is the MBA doing in network marketing? You know, and I have to tell this quick story. I've been knowing, I guess, Miss Gina Berry since early 90s, but I didn't know I knew her. Her husband and I, Mr. Lester Berry, and we were all involved in businesses together in the network marketing industry, and it wasn't until recently that we actually met Miss Gina, and now she is a part of this industry, has taken it by storm, is building a huge organization, has hit the top position, and like I said, making a boatload of money. What are you doing in this industry? How did you get here?
Well, I tell you, I really believe that I ended up in this industry truly by default. I'm like, you know, most individuals, you know what you're good at, and sometimes we tend to stay where we're comfortable and where we're planted. So most of my life I've worked in a corporate background with structure, where I had my fixed income and I had my full line of benefits. So for me, even though I used my gifts, talents, and abilities, and I was very successful, I was very comfortable with my corporate background and in my corporate setting because I always knew I had a fixed income and I knew that I was guaranteed X amount of money. So when most individuals would talk to me about multi-level marketing type of industries, I always kind of had this perception that it's not for me, it's for those other type of people. I don't know what my classification was of those other type of people. I don't know if I thought I was too good or if I didn't think that I was good enough. But I really didn't feel as though I had what it took in terms of taking that type of business to a whole nother level. So my belief system in the industry, for one, was probably not where it should be. And I think as I would see people in the magazines and I would hear about other people's success, I think I simply really just didn't believe it because it was an area that I had never been exposed to. Then later on, my husband got involved in the industry and had a phenomenal level of success and allowed me to come home for a couple of years, and I didn't have to work. Even though I saw his level of success and he was making a lot of money, I still had that attitude, it's for them, but it's really not for me. So as I embarked into a whole new season of my life, having an MBA degree and having my corporate background, I was actually on the job market for about 8 months looking for a corporate position. Granted, I would apply for positions that I had already held and would receive letters back saying, "We regret to inform you, but you were not one of the candidates that were selected for interview." I'm going, "Wow, how do you have over 12 years of banking experience and you can't even get a job back at a bank holding a position that you previously had?" So for about 8 months, doors just closed in my door. And the calls that I did receive for job opportunities were all for entry-level positions. My conversations with these corporate executives would be conversations such as, "Oh, love, we love your credentials. We'd love to have you join our organization. But at the time, we would have to bring you in at an entry-level position making about $30,000 or $35,000 a year." And I was absolutely livid, thinking that why at this season in my life, with as much as I brought to the table, my leadership experience, you know, management, my MBA, why in the world at this season in my life would I be accepting a job for $35,000 a year? You know, and even though the economy is doing what it is at this time, many people are forced to make those decisions. And I believe that the choices that we make will affect where we are today or will affect where we're going to be tomorrow. But for me, I saw it as a trap, feeling as though if I accept that opportunity, the next job opportunity that comes my way, I am going to have to start this circle all over again. Because you know, when you have one job, when you go to the next job, it always appears to be predicated. They want to know what you earned on your previous job. So I said,
right,
"Well, if I accept a job for $35,000, that means that when I go to the next job, they're probably only going to want to pay me $40,000. And I can't start over or reinvent that at this season in my life." So I had to make a choice to say, "No, it's not for me." And one of the things that the executive said to me, he said to me, "Well, you know, sometimes you have to go backwards before you can go forward." And that just kind of didn't settle very well with me because I could tell that he was an individual that did not go backwards before he went forward. So I was trying to understand what meant that I had to go backwards. So I got off the phone and I had a little conversation with myself, and I just began to pray, and I just said, "You know what, the devil is a liar. No one will dictate to me that I go backwards. The man that I serve is progressive. The God that I serve is a God of more, is a God of increase." And one of the things that he had already assured me is that the perfect opportunity would come for me that mirrors who I am and what I was called to do, which is to motivate, to equip, and to empower women in the marketplace through whatever vehicle he made available. So I was about to miss what God had for me by walking through a door that someone else was trying to open for me. I didn't quite fit in the door, so I am happy today that I made the decision that I would just have to wait it out until the door opened. Even though he said perfect opportunity, me and my little small complacency, my not knowing how he was going to choose to bless me, I walked away saying perfect job opportunity, because that was what I was familiar with. That was where I wanted to go, because that was where I came from. So as I got introduced to this opportunity, I simply got excited, actually had some phenomenal success with wearing the garment. The results were real. They were impeccable. And once I started to share my story, my testimony in terms of how I wore this reshaping garment, and it allowed me to go from a size 10 to a size 4, people just gravitated to my passion. I started working the business, and the next thing I know, I was having tremendous success and had embarked upon and embraced the network marketing industry, not even meaning to do so.
So just tell me real quick, and we just have a few minutes. I just love to hear you tell the story. You said your girlfriend came over, and you put on this garment. It's called the Body Magic. And you put it on, and what happened? I mean, because you said some key things. You know, something is what I like to point out is something has to trigger us. It was like that man when he told you you had to step back, because I've been in that situation before. Somebody tell me something. That's the wrong thing to do. Tell me that I can't do something. You have given me ammunition right then to go and do it. So that's something that gave you that jolt. And so when you put that garment on, what happened?
Girl, I tell you, when I put that garment on, because my self-esteem and my confidence, after looking for a job for about 8 months and dealing with rejection and every door closing, when I put that garment on and I looked at myself in the mirror for one time in 45 years, I absolutely found no fault with Gina Berry. I like the Gina Berry that I saw when I looked in that mirror. If I tell you, my whole body had not been transformed. I looked in the mirror and I looked so absolutely phenomenal. I had to pat my own self on the back and say, girl, you are fine. From that point on, I got so excited. I started going into my closet, wearing clothes that I would normally not wear, because sometimes women, after we get past 30, 35, and 40, sometimes we forget how to look sexy again. So I went to my closet to find something that would give me my sexy back, and I put on some low-rider jeans and a tight-fitting top, and if I tell you, it was off the chain. I came out. My husband was speechless. I had gone from flat to fluffy because I'm the girl with nowhere in. I have two kids ages 7 and 14, so I also have humps, lumps, and bumps in that middle section, if you all can relate to what I'm talking about. You know, when you sit down, you have to put your purse in front of you because you don't want anybody to see all of those imperfections that are part of your body, and you sometimes can't even come to grips with, gosh, what happened to me? I used to be a brick house when I was younger, and now I've lost it all. So when I saw that I had gotten me back and I looked at this girl in the mirror, I tell you, Deborah, my life has not been the same. And when they say an appointment with artists would change your life, baby, it has changed my life financially, emotionally, spiritually. I said, oh, my goodness, had I known that just through putting on this garment that it would take my self-esteem and my confidence to this level, oh, God, why come somebody didn't bring this to me before? So I am grateful to have had my friend introduce me to a garment that has simply transformed my life, has given me my sexy back, and has given me a whole nother level in which I can tap into now.
Well, wow, I tell you, this has just been phenomenal. Give us your website so that individuals, they want to get in contact with you, they want to learn more about who Gina Berry is, and, you know, or even maybe be interested in your services or the products that you offer. We also know that you have other nutritional products that is available as well, because it's not just about fixing instant, but, I mean, also working from the inside in. So give us your website. Ms. Berry.
It is www.lose3sizesnow.com, and that's the number 3. Lose3sizes, SIZES.com.
All right. Lose3sizesnow.com.
Lose3sizesnow.com.
Okay, all right. Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, it's been a pleasure having you on the line. If you can, hold on just for a few more. We'd love to be able to take any questions that others might have after our second interview here. And once again, we just want to thank you for such a powerful interview. This has really, this is the Wealthy Sisters Radio Show, and it is our second one. We're so excited. It's brought to you by TheProfessionalBlackWoman.com, and also Deborah Hartnett International. At Deborah Hartnett International, we offer complete branding, marketing, and promotional packages while using all forms of media from print to internet. Our team of professionals are the best at creating and designing everything from your website to press kits. Our passion is women in business, so which is why we have been coined the Businesswoman's Expert. We are your one source for business development. We provide a variety of services needed to establish or enhance your business. The most positive results is the increase in your pocket. Now, we want you to give us a call. And as a special promotion today, call us at 800-493-0339 and get your free 30-minute consultation and a 15% discount off our basic consulting package. That is a special promotion offer for today. This is more than $300 in value. We want you to mention the promo code WINTODAY, WINTODAY. So again, call 1-800-493-0339 or visit www.DeborahHartnett.com. That's DeborahHartnett.com for the special promotion of today. Well, I tell you what, we have not finished. I am not done with you all today. We have another superstar that's on the line. This lady, I tell you, I mean, I've just been so blessed just by having the opportunity to meet her. She is phenomenal. When I tell you, Dr. Joy Ohia, she is well known for get focused and get results. She is known as the body image motivator. Dr. Joy is the founder and president of Quantum Quest and knows how to do both. After 20 years of keeping herself fit, see, she's just not talking about it. She's living it. She's being about it. Dr. Joy founded Quantum Quest to provide natural holistic nutrition and fitness programs to clients. In her late 40s, you would never guess that by looking at her photo, this super fit, busy wife and mother of two teenage sons is a walking advertisement for her business. Dr. Joy is passionate about motivating people towards natural, hygienic system lifestyles and has a unique approach. She provides a fully comprehensive program for her private and virtual corporate clients. She's also has written several books. She is a certified member of the American Fitness Professionals and Associates, and Dr. Joy has professional certifications in areas of weight management, nutrition, wellness, and personal training. Her top-selling book, Don't Let It Get You, An Empowering Health and Fitness Guide for Women, is the complete guide that encourages physical and emotional health. She also has been written a book with Dr. Kenneth Blanchard and Stephen Covey, and I tell you, she is really, really known for all of her great works in track and field. She's earned more than, broken several records, and she still has a record today that stands. I tell you, she has several degrees. She received her doctorate as well. And I tell you, I am not going to delay this phenomenal woman from you all any longer. Please help me just welcome to the Wealthy Sisters Show, Dr. Joy Ohia. Are you there? Dr. Joy, are you on the line?
Hello.
All right. There. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, man, we are doing wonderful. We're so excited to have you on the line today. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, please, you have to tell us, what is the origin of your beautiful last name and what does it mean?
Well, the origin is Nigeria, West Africa. And that's where
wow.
My husband is from.
Wow. It's such a strong name, Dr. Joy Ohia. Tell us, you know, what is your passion, you know, what made you so passionate about women in business and motivating, and what got you into the health and fitness?
Well, let me start with the latter question, what got me into health and fitness. I've been running, I would say. Everybody would ask me, even now it's almost 47, are you still running? And the answer is yes. I've been running since I was probably about 4 or 5. And you mentioned that I was a competitive athlete, and I still am on some occasions. But I always motivated myself to keep fit. Even through college, even after college, you know, I was married early, had children, and like the previous guest said, you have kids, you get older, and your body changes, and mine changed after my first son, and I said, oh, no, this is not going to work for me. So I had to work very hard to get back into the shape that I was in prior, and then I had another son, and you know, the metabolism slowed down a little bit, and then you start to incorporate all the other competing priorities of life, and it got to be to the point where I had to put myself first. So I motivated myself to stay in shape. That's the first thing. In addition to being a mom, being a husband, being a daughter, working for someone outside of the home, which and it wasn't my business at the time, and I just put myself first.
Wow.
Now, how I got to that point of actually fulfilling my passion and my dream and motivating, it's not only women, I motivate people, all people, towards achieving total wellness. Which is just not your body, but it's your mind, your body, your spirit, looking at relationships, looking at if there are any addictions, looking at what are the good things in your life, motivating people to be grateful for the smallest things that they have. I was in corporate America 20 years, and approximately 4 years ago, corporate America said to me that they no longer needed my services. Well, you know, instead of sulking and being upset, I was so happy. I was so happy. I said, great. I have been very fortunate, and it's God that will get all of the glory here. Because I believe that he does guide you in – everybody has a path, and he guides each individual in their own path. So he gets the glory. I also had extensive support from my husband, extensive, where he says, you know what, figure out what you really want to do. Take the summer off and go do it. So within 2 weeks, my – company of Quantum Quest was formed, and that was formed in the event of me, you know, seeking to purchase a health club for women. And you would say, well, why just women? Well, at the time, that was the door that was presented. That was the door that was open to me for purchasing a health club. And I wanted to motivate women to take care of themselves first, because we as women, and I'm not disrespecting men by any means, but we as women wear multiple hats at the same time. And often when you throw in children and working outside the home, or even if you don't work outside the home, but you are managing a household and you're somebody's sister, you're somebody's daughter, you're taking care of everybody else, but you tend not to take care of yourself. Yeah.
We kind of let it go. We kind of forget sometimes.
Well, we always put it to the side. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. Yeah.
Well, a lot of times we don't.
And the next thing we know, it's kind of snuck up on us. You know, the weight or the stress or what have you. I mean, I think I kind of noticed it's around the 30s to age 36, somewhere around in there. I just kind of like forgot some things, you know. And like you said, because you're just so focused on the immediate, especially for women that have younger children. You're right. You're right. We're
right.
At that age. We're just trying to catch up. So how did you maintain, you know, that mindset throughout all of that?
Hard work and determination. There wasn't any magical pill, no magical garment, no magical drink. It's hard work. And what I tell people and I motivate people is that you have to make the investment in yourself now so that you can have productive and, you know, well futures. And it's nothing magical. It's hard work, and it all starts with the mind first. Once you think in your mind that this is something you would like to do, change your lifestyle, whether I'm going to speak total wellness from the way you look, from the way you feel. I had somebody write me that was a former, she was a schoolmate of mine back in ninth grade, okay, so we're talking about way, way back. She says she got sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
When you decide that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired in your mind, then you're ready to embark on a wellness plan. Until then, it's not something that you're really serious about, and it won't take place. But individuals that want to make a lifestyle change, they have to work. And if they want to do it naturally, they have to work even harder.
So what if I came to you today, you know, what were some of the things that you would do? Do you offer a consultation as a naturopath physician? You know, what I guess I would say, what is the difference between a naturopath physician and, let's say, my regular general practitioner? What are some of the fundamental differences there?
Well, the major fundamental difference is that when you go to your regular physician, you already have symptoms of some sort, all right? You're going to go there, and you're going to tell them what you have that's wrong. They're going to prescribe something for you that's going to mask the symptom. What I do is that I create plans or wellness plans for you not to even achieve those symptoms. I don't want you to have it. I get to the root cause of the disease, and then we work on eliminating those causes, because if you eliminate the causes, the symptoms go away. So it's more preventative than reactive.
And reactive. So there you are. You, I know my naturopath physician back in Atlanta would always tell me that we don't have to be sick. You know,
right.
We don't have to be sick. We really don't have to be sick. It's really what we eat. What is your opinion on that?
Well, it's definitely, it's multiple facets, but since you brought up nutrition, that plays a huge part. And I developed a course that talks about holistic nutrition to increase your body energy. And it's all about what you eat. And one would always ask, people would always ask me, well, do you take vitamins? No, I don't take vitamins. Well, why not? Well, because I get the nutrients, the required nutrients that I need for my body through the foods that I eat. It's about knowing how the foods assimilate with your individual body and going from there.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't, and we can stop from being sick. It's just, it's knowledge. It's the amount
so
of knowledge that one has.
Even some of the greatest diseases out here, we can prevent that, and we can cure it, you're saying?
No, there's no such thing as a cure. There are diseases out there that once they get to a certain stage are irreversible.
Mm-hmm.
But you can work very hard and diligently in trying to prevent the onset of those diseases.
That's amazing. That's a whole nother shift in our thinking, you know, especially the way that we are trained, I guess, here in the States, you know, with regards to medicine. And I know your focus has been the health and wellness and nutrition, and you believe that that has a whole lot to do with our optimum performances. As a matter of fact, tell us, I know you mentioned to me when you were asked, or courted, shall I say, to be a co-author along with Mr. Stephen Covey and Kenneth Blanchard. Tell me what you tell everyone what you shared, why you felt you had to be at the beginning of the book and that have to write that first chapter.
Okay, because, Deborah, no matter how successful you are in your business, whether it's your own business, whether it's you're working for someone else, no matter how successful you think you are or that you want to be, if you're not well, you cannot achieve it.
Mm.
You could be known as the greatest leader, but if you're not well, you will not achieve optimal performance within your own, say, passion or direction or path. You have to be well to do that. So I asked them if, you know, what chapters were available, and chapter one was available, and I asked them if I could be chapter one, and they said yes, and I explained why.
Mm. Why it's so important that, you know, that whole person, that wellness. That's wonderful. Now, you are a competitive athlete. You talked a little bit about that. Tell us about this record that you have that nobody has broken yet.
Well, I graduated with an undergraduate degree in applied math and statistics from Stony Brook University. That's out in Long Island, New York, back in 1984. And during my tenure there of 4 years, I ran track. There are two records specifically that have not been broken. And back then, back in the day when I ran for them, we were Division III. We were a Division III track team, even though some of us qualified to participate and compete in Division I events. We were classified as a Division III track team. But since, I guess, for the last 15 years minimally, they have increased their division to Division I now. So it's more competitive. They're able to go out and recruit athletes, and there are two records that still stand, and there are my indoor record for the 55 meter race, which is very short. I'm a sprinter, and our 4x1 relay team still exists from back in 83-84.
Wow, that's awesome. So are your children, have they taken on that athletic, desire that you have, you know, that seed or ability?
Yes. Our oldest son is he's a competitive sprinter for his college as well. And our younger son, who's 16, just informed us very recently that he's seriously thinking about, in conjunction with basketball, that's his passion, of embarking on track and field in college as well.
Well, I know you're very proud.
Oh, yeah, so I'm very proud, and I can coach more so the older one because he runs the identical events that I ran in college and now. The younger one is more, I would say, 400 meters, which is still classified as a sprint, but it's a long sprint, and probably 800.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I know I love your slogan, get focused and get results. What do you mean by that? You know, what made you come up with that idea?
It's a matter of the mind, again, Deborah, is the pinnacle of everything. That's where it all begins. And if you're focused, then you can achieve anything. So,
okay.
Deborah, if you're focused about losing 10 pounds, you can do it. As long as you stay on a plan. And you will see the results.
Well, you know, that is so true. And we hear people say that all the time. Get focused, get focused. What does it mean to get focused? Give us some practical steps of what a person would actually need to do to focus their minds. Or how? What do you do to have your mind focus on anything, whether it's losing weight or building the business that you're building or have focus to write that book? Help a person, give them practical steps on, you know, what to do, you know, to become focused. Because sometimes we have attention problems, we have a lot of distractions out here. You know, what is a person to do practically to get focused?
Practically, I would say one thing that they could do, well, it's multiple steps, but choose one thing that they would like to achieve. Like for me, say, writing Don't Let It Get You. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that was the book that I wrote back in 2007. You first sit down and figure out what you would like to do, what you would like to achieve, and build actionable goals around that. Build goals, build steps. Small steps, medium steps, and even large steps to put you on that path to achieve that goal. And put dates as to when you would be able to achieve those goals and work towards those dates.
Okay.
With weight loss, it's a little bit different because then there's a lot of other components that go into it, and when I'm dealing with or when I'm counseling or consulting a client, we don't call them patients, we call them clients. I'm partnering with you to achieve total wellness. Then we go through an assessment, and during that assessment, we go through goals as well. And just motivating, I motivate people to achieve their goals, but if an individual wants to try to motivate themselves, I would say write them down. Write your goal down on an index card and place those index cards, one inside of your wallet. It might not even be an index card. It might be a little sticky note. Put that in your wallet. Put it in an index card or a piece of paper on your mirror in your bathroom so that you're constantly reminding yourself what you would like to achieve. That helps you remain focused. Then you build a plan to achieve that goal.
Okay.
Yes. Build some flexibility in there, though, Deborah, because like I stated in Blueprint for Success, you can plan, but you also need to be flexible because you don't want to be so rigid that here's an opportunity that's coming and you can't put that opportunity, you can't weave that opportunity in. So I hope I answered your question. You have to first figure out what is it that you want to achieve. Write it down. Then figure out a goal or a plan to achieve that.
Well, I love what you know, the key I always share with my clients is what you said. Make sure you write it down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not only write it down, you need to have it visible, even put it in your car, your dashboard, or what have you, so that, you know, you can always be reminded of it. I know one of the things we call the television, the income, electronic income reducer, you know. One of the most ways that we can waste time. It's not saying that there aren't some things good on television, but a lot of times we can waste time sitting there if that, you know, two hours have gone by, we're catching two dramas. I mean, that's it. And when some things that we would have been focused on to help us get to the next level in our business, or whether it is in the weight loss plan, whether we could have been exercising or what have you, I know those are things that can get in the way. So eliminating those distractions like that. And one of the things I do suggest is to put that card on the television, your goal on the television, so that when you get ready to cut it on, you can see it. Man, I got to go work on my goals, you know, and work on those things that I set out to accomplish. So
I can add one more thing, Deborah, I'm sorry, but yes, I do agree about the television. Also, what Gina had said before was making sure that you surround yourself with people that are going in the same direction as you. They might not, you know, want to be a health and wellness mogul, but they want to build their business. They want to be successful. It's also eliminating or refraining from contact with negative people. That also helps you to remain focused as well.
Mm-hmm. The company that you keep as well. Yes, you're so right about that. So what would you tell a woman that is now, let's say, they're just getting started in their business, and I know you helped develop the program, the Blueprint of Success. What would you say would be the main top three things they need to do in order to make sure their business is going to have a successful start?
Well, let me just say this. Not everybody is cut out to have their own business.
So they need to know whether they have it. Okay.
Right. They need to know because it takes commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It takes tenacity. I mean, taking no for an answer. You have to just find another way to get what you need to get. So I would say find your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Do something, go after your passion, and your passion would be defined as what you would do for free if you could. And go after it and see how, and then build a plan on trying to incorporate a revenue stream.
Okay.
That takes a lot of work, Deborah. It takes a lot of work because you have to be very creative. And that would be my number one thing is find your passion.
Is to find your passion. So now, was it easy for you? I know you said that you started running from the age 4. Was it easy for you, and did you come from a large family? Because, I mean, I know I grew up in a family eating was, you know, we didn't have anything else, but we always had good food. We had big plates, and we were not going to go hungry, you know. So it was quite a challenge for me to change my mindset, although my mom did start changing hers about eating, you know, properly and things of that nature for health reasons. But, you know, I guess I'm asking, how did you, you know, grow up, and what would you say your, you know, from your background helped create the success that you have had today and that you're having?
Well, I would say, well, first of all, my family is very small. I'm an only child. So I had the support of my parents when I was growing up, both parents, and my father is now deceased, so my mom is still there, and she's probably my biggest fan. I would put her, you know, biggest fans, meaning my husband, my children, and my mother. I
and
know
where,
that I can always count on them.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in New York City.
Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't mean
New York. Oh, no, that's okay. I grew up in New York City, Bronx, New York, and small family. And the success, I just went after things that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah, I took no for an answer. And I just tried to be the best that I could be. And I also built a motivator list that had two sides, people that I knew that were in my corner,
mm-hmm.
or that I felt that were in my corner, because you don't really know. And then those that told me that I couldn't do it, ooh, they were my big motivators. and I had a long list of those.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept doing what I wanted to do. Now, in terms of my business, I'm diversified now. Whereas when I first started, I wasn't. And I think diversification is another key towards a successful business. You asked for three things. I said number one was finding your passion. Number two would be diversification, meaning that you don't put all your eggs in one basket. Like when you invest, you don't put all your eggs in just one medium. You have to spread it. Same thing in business. And making sure that you have multiple revenue streams, so then when you do calculate those financial ratios, you calculate them as a whole on your business as a whole, but then you also break them up and do those ratios or those calculations on the individual components, and then you could see which piece is pulling your business down, and you have a decision to make whether you're going to keep spending money towards to bring that part up, or if you're gonna say postpone that part or close it up.
Well, you have shared some awesome information with us today. I know that you give us your website, if you will.
Well, my website is www.quantumquestonline.com.
Well, definitely we want everybody to visit you there. This has been Wealthy Sisters. I'm Deborah Hartnett. Also, we want to say special thanks to our guests today, Gina Berry and Dr. Joy. You can reach Gina Berry at www.drop3sizesnow.com. Visit us at www.theprofessionalblackwoman.com. And special thanks to Carmel Coates Publishing. And we want to say thank you again. And tune into us next week. This again has been Deborah Hartnett with Wealthy Sisters.
Listen to with my girl Drew, Cameron G and Destiny, Charlie's Angels. Come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet.